This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media.
Hey guys, awesome episode today with Carly Aquilino. She kills it. We talk about a guy with a spring break problem and a very serious email. Check it out, share with friends. Happy New Year! Coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side. Stand Up New York Labs are here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every week, but let me start out the new year with a very happy new year to you, the listener of the J Train podcast. We are ready to go for 2017. And let me go in the closet and get that giant 12-foot feather and feather you, the listener's nuts. I'm 12 feet away, and I'm going up and down the seam of your nuts right now. Get them out. Back and forth. Back and forth. Right down up and down that seam to say thank you for listening. Thank you for telling a friend. Thank you for rating us on iTunes. Thank you for commenting on iTunes. Thank you for going on SoundCloud and Stitcher and on your Android device and whatever you use to listen to this podcast and getting involved. And thank you, thank you, thank you. And if you haven't done that yet, go tell your friends. Feather my nuts now. Boil my beans. Flambe my flabongo. With your passing it along to a friend, family, brother, sister, mother, daughter, sister, brother, fraternity, brother, sorority, sister. Right now, I know you're probably on your road trip back to school or back to your city that you're from, your parents or wherever, your grandparents. Give it to a friend, the gift of Papa JT. Because 2017 is going to be our year, not my year, us together, holding hands, looking longingly into one another's eyes. As we win the day. And I'm very excited because we don't just start 2017 in any which way. We're starting it with a bang. Carly Aquilino, thank you for coming back.
Thank you for having me.
It has been way too long.
It's been way, way too long.
You're an OKP.
What's an OKP?
Original key player.
Yes.
You were in the beginning. That.
Yes, I was.
You didn't even know that I do the hello and welcome at the beginning.
I didn't know you were going to scream at the top of your lungs. No, like a wrestling umpire.
Yeah. You seem like a big wrestling fan. All those umpires from wrestling.
You know what? I love wrestling. I know everything about it.
You know everything about it. You know every umpire.
Yep. All of them personally.
I'm so excited you came back on.
Thank you for having me.
What have you been doing? What's going on? You're on the road?
I'm on the road doing stand-up.
You're fantastic. Everyone here needs to go follow and support Carly at Carly Aquilino on Twitter and Instagram, right?
And Snapchat.
You snapping, girl?
Oh, girl, I'm snapping.
I love Snapchat.
You do?
JTrain56.
I feel like your Snapchats are probably the worst.
Oh, I get lots of poops. I've seen many a poop in my day. And a lot of the listeners here will snap me them listening to the podcast.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is very cool. So JTrain56, but you should also, if you're listening, snap at Carly. Send it to her that you're listening.
What do you snap?
What do I snap?
Yeah.
It's
You're definitely like a dick pic snap guy.
No.
Really?
No, I stay away. I stay away.
It's better that way.
I need the right lighting, the angles. I need the right incense burning when I'm going to send a dick pic. Like, I need
it's
everything.
Emotional.
It's an emotional tear down my cheek.
Right.
But I'll do a lot of updates. Like, we have to do that. You know? Like, we have to do, I'll be in this.
Yeah.
I'll be doing this. Or
yeah.
I have a,
That's good.
I try to make them funny, but like then people are like, these aren't funny. It's hard to just every fucking time.
You only get like 6 seconds and it's like, hey, I'm going to be at this club in this place in this time. And you guys got to get, you could get tickets at this freaking website. It's like, there's not much fun in promoting. We don't like to promote. No. I just want to let everybody know.
We just want you to come and do the most fun part.
We want you to come and have fun.
Yeah.
But we have to do that part of it, which sucks.
It's brutal. So I try to put funny stuff all the time. I'll try and like find people on the train. I'll be like, oh, this person's dressed as, you know, and then make fun of a random person that probably has their own health issues and family and friends that they care about.
Right.
So then I feel bad about it.
Have you ever gotten caught do that? Because I got caught doing that.
What happened?
I was in Atlantic City and there was this like Atlantic City there. Well,
hold on. Atlantic City, there's a lot of animals to take pictures of there.
Monster. Yeah. This guy was like a living monster and he got in the elevator. It was like the middle of the night. Me and my friends were getting home from the bar.
Yeah.
And he gets in the elevator like wet and just wearing like shorts and flip flops. Okay. We were like, the pool's closed. I have no idea where this guy just came from.
Wet?
So I was taking pictures of him, or my friend was taking pictures of him, and I retweeted it because my friend was like, oh, Carly met the one, like in AC.
Hilarious.
And his daughter was like, that's my dad. And I was like, your dad's a very nice man.
What a sinking moment.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm your mom.
Yeah.
Like, I'm into
surprise!
Your dad.
Yeah. What a moment to just like, that's a 2017 nightmare.
Yeah, yeah.
Is to have someone take a picture of someone and be like, oh my God, look at that fat, disgusting
look at this
animal.
Loser,
I need to
on
take
the
a
elevator.
Picture of them. And then it'd be like, oh, it's my dad.
Yeah.
Oh, my dad is the one.
But she like thought it was cool, so
she was like happy about it.
She was like, oh my God, I told him that like I saw it and he's like looking for you.
Now it's her new Twitter bio. It's like, my dad was fat and disgusting enough to be taken made fun of by Carly.
My dad was the most disgusting person in Atlantic City.
Which is like, that is the most, that could be, that's up for the world. That's like, that's when you go from the regionals of the disgusting competition. Right.
Yeah.
If you're the, it's like Miss America.
It's Miss USA to Miss Universe.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Atlantic City, you're in the universe competition
the
for disgusting.
Yeah.
So I'm super pumped to have Carly here. You guys all got to go follow Carly on everything. At Carly Aquilino. She is coming to Vermont, the Vermont Comedy Club, the 12th to the 14th.
Okay.
12th to the 14th, St. Louis Helium, the 19th through the 21st.
Yep.
If you're in those areas, get off your ass, get the tickets. You have
a
website?
Out. I don't have a website.
You don't have a
website? I used to have a website, and it like I changed my bank, so I got a new credit card, so my website expired, and by the time I realized it,
that's a true comedian right there.
Yeah.
A Japanese man.
A Japanese man bought it and was like selling like Vans on it. Like,
at CarlyAquilino.com?
Yes.
That's where you go for all your van needs?
Yeah, I tried to buy the domain back from him, and he wouldn't let me.
Well, listen, don't go to CarlyAquilino.com
just
and buy
like
a van.
I promote it on Instagram and Twitter.
Instagram.
And shit.
Hold on. Your Instagram friends are ridiculous.
Why?
The Rock responds to you. And you called wrestling people umpires, so you don't know shit about wrestling. And The Rock.
He hasn't wrestled in a long time. I used to watch WWF when he was
involved.
And Vince McMahon was.
Have you met him yet?
I've never met him.
But you guys interact.
I have an autograph. We have the same agent. I got a t-shirt for my birthday.
No.
We've talked before.
What do you talk about?
We just like have like tweeted back and forth. Like just a lot of tension going on.
There's sexual tension.
Yes,
I can see
it.
But
he's fully married and like has babies and puppies and
he
stuff.
He seems like there's nobody that can make you feel worse on a Sunday than The Rock, because you just like he's doing motivational videos at like 6 a.m. from the gym and you're like, I have a full pizza in my stomach.
Yeah, still from last night.
From last night.
I have The Rock clock. It's like his app. It's the alarm clock that like it's like his voice wakes you up.
Really?
Yeah.
You look at your eye. There's a twinkle to you right now. When I brought up The Rock, it's crazy.
He's like, do you want to know what I love about him? I think that the reason why I have such a crush on him is because he was my first ever guy that I was like, oh,
he was your first,
I used to
like,
watch wrestling with
hot.
My brothers.
Yeah,
I was like eight and being like, wow, that's like, that was like the first guy that I remember being like, oh, girls like boys.
Oh,
I get it.
I have the same thing with Blanche from The Golden Girls. It's crazy.
No, you fucking don't.
It's the first woman.
Who
I was
your
like,
first girl, like Winnie Cooper or something.
Yeah, Topanga.
I think that was everybody.
That was like the first one where I was like, That was the first girl where I was like, I gotta get creepy with this boner.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I gotta use VHS and start taping sections of, right. of parts to get my whack off.
Yeah, and she's super fucking hot now.
Hot.
Like, smoke show.
Yeah, I'm happy. Doesn't it make you feel happy that you're like... Your double A players, your prospects
stayed that way.
Yeah. They really did. Like, it would be horrible if all of a sudden, like, Topanga was this monster
right.
that people take pictures of in Atlantic City. Like, it would be horrible. So listen, I'm super pumped to have you back at Carly Aquilino on all platforms. She's going to be in Vermont and she's going to be in St. Louis. So if you're in those areas, go to her Instagram and Twitter. Go find her. Go support her. She's super funny. We have amazing emails this week.
I'm so pumped.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do
listen. 2017 starts with a bang.
Yep.
jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. The emails this week are fantastic. jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Saving nudes.
Saving nudes.
I love when they're called nudes.
I like when they're called nudes too.
Right? Doesn't it feel like artistic yeah. more? You know, it doesn't feel like
yeah.
dick pic. Yeah. It's like so disgusting.
That's what I said before. Yeah. I said you're a dick pic guy.
No, I'm a nudes guy. Yeah. My take ye the nudes from thy pouch and check out thy boner against the remote control.
To scale.
Yes.
But the remote's really far away.
Yeah, I use the Apple clicker.
Do you say remote or clicker? I say remote.
I say clicker. What do you say, man?
Remote? Yeah.
Is clicker like a Boston thing? I don't know. So, maybe.
Is it?
Yeah, we say I've always said clicker, but Listen, hey, J-Train and featured OKP. Oh. Wondering about your opinion on saving nudes that are sent over Snapchat. Mm. There are these apps that allow you to record your screen, allow you to go back and view all the pictures that have been sent to you. The sender doesn't know that you have them saved because there's no notification of a screenshot. Genius. Is it wrong for guys and girls to do this? Is it okay since they sent you in the first place, knowing that there's the option to screenshot anyway? Additional factors to consider are if they've sent you nudes before or over text, or don't care if you screenshot, it's your girlfriend or boyfriend, etc. This is a highly debated issue, and I have heard arguments from both guys and girls. So what do you think? Also, why are there so many ways to spell Hanukkah? I don't know the answer.
I mean, you would know if anybody should know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Which way do you prefer?
I prefer whatever's the most American way.
I like the H way.
Frankly. I like the H way. I think.
Yeah. I like
when
the H way. Two Ks.
The silent C. It's like, all right, we get it.
The CH means like you're just trying to enforce your speech patterns on me. Yeah.
Yeah,
and I don't know what's coming out when you're pronouncing it. So, so what do you think on the nudes? There's a lot of stuff here. This is a layered question.
Yeah, and I like that we have a guy's input and a girl's input.
Yes, this is great.
To me, I think it's an invasion of privacy, especially because it's Snapchat. I feel like people send nudes via Snapchat because they're like, all right, I'll know if this person screenshots it, this person's not going to screenshot it. Otherwise, she would just text it to you. If she wanted you to have it forever, she would just text it to you.
Yes.
So there shouldn't be any shady shit going on.
His logic is way off.
It's way off.
So if it's being sent over Snapchat,
there's a reason.
Exists for this reason.
Yeah, because it expires and you can see if somebody screenshots you.
Also, the whole game of dick pics and nudes and all this stuff is trust.
Yeah.
So if you're the type of guy that's doing this type of thing, also let's go back a step further.
Right.
What are you doing with these pictures?
Yeah.
This is what you're masturbating to?
Yeah. There's so much porn.
No one should be masturbating to the girl they're fucking.
Right.
that's a little too much.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, listen.
Are you in love?
Yeah, what are you, this is the only nipple for you? No, if you're dating a girl, you're going to get to see that live.
Yeah, and you want high res.
Yeah.
The porn.
Yeah, go get some porn to get you out to Weirdo Island.
Right.
And then fucking come home to your fucking missionary and see it in person.
Right.
I just, and you see this at comedy shows all the time where sometimes people will start taping the set.
Yeah.
And I'll say to them when I'm on stage, I'm like,
get your phone away.
I'll just say, listen, do you mind? And I always sound like the dick. When someone's taping you, like, it's the same thing with sending a nude.
What's your move? I go, nobody's going to want to see this. Don't.
That's my move.
Because it doesn't make me look like the bad guy. It makes me look like, oh, I'm self-deprecating and I'm like, nobody likes me.
Well, that is the tight wire you have to. You know, go on when you tell someone to stop taping because it's who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
You nobody. But then it's like, who the fuck are you for taping me. Why are you taping a nobody?
Right.
So because I always say, I'm like, hey, are you taping? And then they get weird. And I'm like, listen, can you just not? Because right now,
I'm working on stuff.
But I go on to my bet, like whatever joke I said before, which in most cases involves some sort of racial thing in penis.
Right.
I'm like,
you're
you
like,
could,
I don't want this.
You
to...
could, and I said, you could just cut that up to me to say, I have a small penis 10 times in a row.
Right.
And it's
which
like,
is a good, that's also a good thing to say
yeah.
to people.
And I'm like, listen, you could edit it. I don't know how you edit it. And it's like, also, but then I always think this, I'm like, what are you going to do? Post it? Like, what,
yeah,
what's the plan here?
People post it.
They do?
Yeah.
I don't know. But like, I think like for this guy, it's like, what's your plan? Why are you like, why are you like
why
a,
are you obsessed with this like picture? Like,
it's an
why?
Ownership thing.
Yeah.
And it says worse things about you right. than it would if you just like, hey, it's nice that I got this gift.
Yeah.
For 10 seconds.
Yeah, it was a 10 second gift.
Yeah.
And now it's, I'll never see it again.
If
and
you
I'm
can get one
it.
Off in those 10 seconds, more power to you.
Right. Which he sounds like he probably can.
But I think if it's sent to your phone as a text, then you're free to keep it.
Yeah.
Why you would want to keep it, I'd keep that to yourself.
Right.
Because it sounds a little weird. There's
yeah.
no way to not sound weird. Be like, yeah, I gotta. Like, it sounds like you're
yeah.
preparing for winter. Yeah. You know, like you're going to hibernate and you're like, I got this sack
right.
full of titties that I'm going to bring with me just in case the weather gets bad and I can't find another titty.
Yeah, just in case the internet goes out forever.
Yeah.
Like, I need this, like, nipple shot
yeah,
with nobody's face in it. Oh.
Also, it's also like it says a lot about your confidence. Like if I
yeah.
told a girl that like if like a girl found out that I had all my exes
nightmare.
Tit pics, they'd be like, did you think you'd never have sex again?
Yeah. Like why? Why would you ever want to see your ex naked?
I mean I
really?
I don't know. I have more the thing I think about with exes that like I would think about is like I have like memories
yeah, yeah
that
yeah.
get me a little like ooh, I get
yeah.
a little hot in here.
Well, that's
yeah.
what the snap is, though. It's like to save it. Now you're kind of like, it's the thrill of like, ooh, I got 10 seconds of that. Now it's
yeah.
gone. It
yeah.
stays in your mind. It's
yeah.
just like a, you know.
Yeah. And it just the idea of like, if you need an app to get around this, then you know what you're doing is wrong.
Right.
And it's also the thing about and we have to talk about the division. If it's over Snap, just don't be that guy.
Don't
be the
guy.
Fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
Own that you're going to get another one in the future. Be confident enough to
yeah.
think that. If you get one over text, that's great.
Yeah.
Put it in a specific folder
right.
for the if and when.
The secret app.
Yeah. But don't go talking about it.
Yeah. Don't email
yeah.
anybody about
there's,
it.
There's such a thing as too much boner.
Yeah. I agree.
Right?
I've
like
never
there's such a
more.
Thing to being too needy
yeah.
of sex.
And too like everything is like... giving you a boner.
Yeah, just
like just relax.
Take a chill pill.
Yeah,
fucking,
you know you're in public when you're getting the snap. Like,
yeah.
what are you gonna do?
Put that cum
Stop.
In the toilet and relax.
Yeah,
J-train,
call it a day.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Carly Aquilino. At Carly Aquilino on all platforms. Go follow her, support her, send her a snap of you listening to this podcast.
Yes, please.
Right now, let's do this. Guy can't come.
Uh oh.
Here comes the obligatory Uh-oh. Feather. Love the podcast. Been listening regularly for over 2 years now. My Tuesdays and Friday mornings would suck much more without your obnoxious hello and wise words of wisdom. Don't know how I survived when I was just once a week. Also, shout out to Mansamp. Love your podcast as well.
Oh, thank you very much.
Ooh.
Enough of that. I have an issue. Here's a summarized backstory. We matched on Tinder last February-ish.
Okay.
We smoke weed, then hook up pretty much every time. We had sober sex a few times, though. So romantic.
Yeah.
Hooked up all last spring. Kept in contact, Twitter, Snapchat over the summer. I studied abroad this past fall. I got back in the beginning of November, and we've linked up once a week-ish since I got back. He's an 878. So we have a rating system here on the podcast. This is a girl,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Chick email. Face, body, personality.
Right. 878. Okay.
Okay.
It's not bad.
It's pretty
That's
good.
Actually great.
This dude's pretty great. okay, sounds like a good situation, right? Well, here comes the issue. It takes him four fucking ever to come. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm all for longer sessions, but it gets to the point where I get tired and can't keep going without being in literal pain.
Yeah.
I feel bad that he never finishes. I've tried sucking him off, new positions and shit, and I even ask him what else he wants to do, and he literally said he doesn't know why it takes him so long. What the fuck? So what do I do here? I really don't want to stop hanging out with him. The sex is really good, and I actually enjoy chilling with him. Also, it's much fucking easier to just keep hooking up with him than jumping on back on Tinder and right. sifting through the psychos. I love that she ends
That's awesome.
She ends it with an economic principle that right. it costs more to hire someone new
yeah.
than it does to keep someone at their current job.
Yeah, to keep someone at their desk.
Yeah, so thank you for that, you know, Econ 1 homework.
Right.
What do you think? Have you ever been in this situation?
I've never been with somebody that constantly has this situation. There's times where I've been with, like, if like I'm seeing someone and we hook up and he can't, it's like a couple times.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? But never like consistently. It sounds like he might have a little bit of erectile dysfunction, but she should ask him, does this always happen to you? Yeah, he gets hard, but then what? It's just hard forever.
He said, I think she said, he doesn't know why it takes him so long. I think it
but
just takes him
it
so long.
Has it always been this way?
It seems like it.
I don't know. To me, that's like, if I were her, I would just move on.
Move on.
Probably.
I think the one...
that would mess me up mentally.
Well, that's the thing I want to say to girls who listen to this podcast. Don't fucking worry about it. Like, I think, like, you know, guys are blessed with this thing where we're like, oh, I came. It must have been great.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, we always think it was, I got off, so it must have been great for her.
Right.
When we don't even fucking know. You guys have a very... you guys have literally a geyser that goes off that lets you know whether that it, like, we sprung cum. We did it. You know, you guys can go into, like, you guys are like prospectors. You're like, oh, they're dung be cum in this ground,
right.
you know, like, and you get to know whether this oil spring, like, is fruitful or
can
not.
You stop acting like a farmer.
What are
you're talking we're like not- a farmer, and the face that you're making is making me so dry.
Good thing we don't video these anymore. The ladies, no, if you're a girl at home, just imagine me looking as sexy as I
so
always
aggressive.
Do. No, but I was like, would there be cum in these hills? Like, you guys have this, like, great thing that is both a blessing and a curse.
Right.
It's a blessing in the fact that you're like, okay, that's done.
Right, right.
A fish, you know, there's a saying where it's like, if you do small tasks throughout your day and have them on a list, like, you know, like, you're actually happier because you know you've accomplished things.
Right, and you see it.
And you see it done. Whereas if you don't have any small tasks and you just have these big things that you never really finish, you're more depressed.
Right.
So I think, like, for a woman, it's got to be satisfying to know, like, That thing
that
went off.
Yeah.
That happened. I did it. Good on me. Pat on the back.
Right, exactly.
For a guy, the curse is not knowing, but if you don't give a shit, it ain't
not
a curse.
Caring.
Yeah. So I'm saying, for girls, when they see that small task wasn't accomplished, they're like, well, it must have been me.
Exactly. That's what it is. You always, like, just put it on yourself. So I would personally not talk, like, I wouldn't continue
You'd
it
always
because
put it on yourself.
I know that mentally I would be like, well, I'm doing something wrong. He's not attracted to me. But I also have, like, shit with that.
No, but I've come early. With girls, like,
which is a compliment.
See, some girls. See, this is the thing. I think sex is more like a baseball pitcher. Like, you have a few good outings, and then you have one that you're like, today wasn't my day.
Yeah.
This
I think that's everybody.
You get shelled. You know, I think sex is like a pitcher. You know, or like a hitter in baseball more than it is like a free throw shooter. Yeah, or an umpire. Yeah. Go with me on this. So, but I think, like, for a guy, like, I've gone too quickly and I've been like, oh, she thinks I'm a loser. It's horrible. And then she's like, and then I look over at her and she's like flexing in the mirror. Like, look, oh shit, I got that dick off.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm like, wait a minute.
She's like, I didn't even try.
Yeah. She didn't even have to try. And I'm like, and I think for guys out there, we want to be comforted in that moment where we're like, and she's like, no, it's like, good. I'm happy I could do that.
Yeah,
like, I think
it's true. You take it, like, personal. But whether it's the one extreme or the other, if you're a girl, you take it personal.
It's honestly more in the middle. You know, it honestly has nothing to do with the girl.
Right.
That's why we're all
and we know
in
that,
our heads.
But we can't control it.
We can't control it. So, but I would say to the girls out there, if you are in a situation like this where two takes forever, it's generally not you.
It's 100% not you. It's 100%. Yeah. It's 100% not her.
100%.
But because he wouldn't keep continuously having sex with her if it was her. Like, it would be like, ugh, one night stand, that was weird. I'm never going to call this girl again. Like, they've been hanging out for almost a year now.
What she needs
to... So it's like, if it's painful for you, like, why are you... I know that you don't want to go on Tinder, but it's also like, they're, like, you can go out.
What she needs to do is to ask him about his masturbatory habits.
True.
She needs to get into that conversation
and see what that is,
and
all
just
about.
Be like, "Don't come without me."
Right?
I know you need to come.
Yeah,
but like, let me get in on the fun too.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't take that long if he's like masturbating. That would also be a question I would ask him. Like, if you're doing it yourself, can you get off quicker?
Yeah, and
because
what are you doing?
Yeah, and what are you doing? Teach me.
Let's open the conversation up. Is really the thing. Like, and I think you the way you get into that, I know that's like an awkward thing to bring up, is just be like, hey, did you masturbate before we met? Like, did you masturbate like 5 minutes before I got here? I can't believe.
Did you go to the bathroom and masturbate?
Do you have like magazines in there from the 80s? Like, what's going on? But open up the conversation, because I hear what she's saying, where she feel. My thing is just don't feel as bad. Everything is not as bad as we want to make it out to be.
Right.
Whether whether you're a guy who goes fast, it's not that bad to the girl. If you're a girl that he's not getting off, it's not that bad to the guy.
Yeah.
You know, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Here with Carly Aquilino. Go follow her, support her. She's going to be in Vermont the 12th to the 14th and St. Louis Helium the 19th to the 21st. Go to those shows. They're fucking fantastic.
They're fun.
You're going to love it. What's your favorite part about being on the road?
I always do. I know this is nerdy, but I always like do like whatever sightseeing stuff, or I'll look up on like dinersdrivesanddives.com.
That's my game.
Go to like the coolest restaurant that they have.
That's the coolest?
The coolest.
I do TV roadmaps.
Yeah.
That's good.
So it like will tell you like this divey like shithole bar or like restaurant or something, and I go there. Like pretty much eating.
That's the key to life. My brother is like at a desk job. So like I'll be like, if I'm ever out of town, I'm like, he's like my command post.
Right.
I'm like, find me the restaurant.
Yeah.
And he's like, bah, 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 you know, like typing it up and shit. That was my computer voice.
Yeah,
he's your Jarvis.
My Jarvis. Yeah. Exactly. For the Marvel Universe people out there. Spring break advice.
Uh-oh.
Have you ever been on spring break?
Nope.
Do you ever do it for MTV? You ever go like...
No, they stopped it. They stopped
spring
break.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a couple years ago.
So you never got to do it?
Nope.
What a miss.
They did like, I think my first year they were in Cancun, like when I had first started, and that was the last one.
This guy writes, Papa JT, huge fan of the podcast, been a listener since the TFM days. I'm a college athlete and have introduced you to a bunch of my teammates to help pass the time on long road trips.
Cool.
Thank you. I desperately need your advice for a sticky situation concerning my girlfriend going on spring break.
Okay.
We've been dating for a year and a half and things are going great. She's an 878. I think that last guy was an 878.
Are they dating each other?
Yeah, they're dating each
other. He's the guy that can't.
Is this the guy?
She's going away and I can't.
She's
come.
Going away to find one of those cum guys.
I'm
going to
be jerking off the whole week she's gone and still never finishing.
She went prospecting.
Yeah.
She got to go up to Cancun, try and find me some new dicks to try and get
with
up.
My geyser.
And I consider myself to be a pretty good looking dude. I deleted him already. Okay.
He attached photos and you deleted them?
I go through these and I copy and paste them, and sometimes the paste won't paste them into Google or whatever.
I would have given you a rating. It's fine. I don't want it.
Because of my sport, I can't participate in the wild spring break trips that most college students take. My girlfriend, due to money situations, was not going to be able to go to Cancun with her friends and most of my school this year. However,
okay,
a guy that she used to regularly hook up with freshman and sophomore year before we met found out about this and has offered to pay for her trip.
No fucking way.
Hold on. This rich dude is crazy. Last week, he Venmo'd her $1,400 so she could book it.
Oh, my God.
This is one of those too much boner situations.
Nope.
obviously I feel totally uncomfortable about this situation. There's no way this guy can just be being nice. He could. No, he's not.
Yeah,
just
he's
being
not
nice.
Just being nice.
Yeah, no one is $1,400 nice to somebody.
Yeah,
he clearly has ulterior motives, aka wants to fuck her again. Thanks, buddy.
Obviously.
How should I? He has ulterior motives. Oh, take her out to dinner. Yeah. What would that be?
He wants to just like be nice to her and be her friend. Yeah.
How should I handle this? She really wants to go with her friends, and there's no way she can without this guy's money. But I don't really feel good about her in being indebted to him.
Yeah, no.
Especially with their history. Hope this makes a show, but any advice is appreciated. So what do you think?
I think absolutely fucking not. If I was dating someone and their ex-girlfriend was paying them to go on spring break,
yeah.
It's like, no.
Roles reverse.
And it is like being indebted to someone.
Because yeah.
What's going to happen? They're gonna go there and not see each other. They're going to be around each other the whole time. He's going to be like, I paid for you to come out here. Like, it's just anytime you're taking money from someone, like,
it's a bad
situation.
It's
just not cool.
Not cool.
It's so not cool.
Especially.
And she shouldn't have even let him Venmo her that money.
She like, should have declined it right away.
Yeah, I would be like, no, get the fuck out of here. Like, I can't afford it, and it is what it is.
That's the story.
Like, you know, I have.
We'll figure out Cancun at some point in our lives.
Like, it's gonna be fine if I'm not there.
It'll work out. If anything, they can plan some sort of thing together for cheap on the cheap during spring break.
Exactly.
I totally agree. I also think it's so funny. Like, the $1,400 guy,
crazy
dude. You're going to spring break and you're bringing sand to the beach.
Yeah. You're bringing sand to the beach.
And paying for
and
the sand?
And paying for the sand.
You're going to a sand store in your hometown being like, I'll take $1,400 of this shit, have it shipped to Cancun.
Yeah.
That's
while
insane.
I'm on the beach with all the girls on spring break.
So this guy's got major
it seems
issues.
Like he's probably in love with her.
He's in love with her or he has. He's in love with her and has zero confidence.
I would be super freaked out by it. I wouldn't even allow someone to ever give me money, ever.
And you need to look at her in the eye and just be like, listen, this is weird,
and
right?
And you know it's weird.
And if she doesn't admit to it being weird, you're dating someone that you should that isn't ready, mature enough for a relationship.
Right.
Like, it's like...
You always have to put yourself in the other person's shoes in a situation like this. Anytime you're arguing and you're in a relationship, it's like, all right, how would I feel if he took money from his... ex-girlfriend that he used to hook up with to go to fucking Mexico.
And it's
okay,
and it's,
cool, yeah, bye.
Ay caramba.
Yeah. Have fun.
Hola.
Yeah.
How do you say goodbye? Is that
adios.
Adios. I failed Spanish multiple times.
I never even took it and I knew
you knew that. I am just saying, and the thing with feelings, especially as like feelings in general, we always want to believe I'm being crazy. Because, like, you know, because we internalize. With feelings, you don't generally go to, you don't really, especially at a young age. Like, now I have my, like, go-tos, and I'm like, am I being crazy?
Yeah, like, I ask my friends if I'm being crazy.
Yes, but you know the friends that you can trust with the I'm being crazy question.
Right,
I think when you're younger, you don't know who those people are yet, which is totally normal.
Right.
Like, I have people on speed dial that I'm like, here's the situation.
Yeah.
Tell me if I'm crazy.
Yeah.
And this is one of those situations where it's like, he's almost in his own sitcom. Where he's like, how is this happening?
Yeah, and how is nobody interfering and telling me how crazy? Like, why is this happening?
Yeah.
Like, why is this continuing to be an issue?
Yeah, why?
It should be like a, hey, is this cool? Absolutely not. All right, never talk about it again.
Yes, and she definitely has one friend who's like, take the $1,400. What's wrong with that?
Exactly.
Which I can understand that friend being like, yeah, fucking take the money. But also, there's going to be, there's consequences for every action, especially ones that involve money.
Yeah, because if she goes, the whole time she's there, you're going to be like, what's happening? You're not going to know. She's not going to be hitting you up. She's going to be out having fun with her friends / the guy that gave her money to be there.
And, like, and as cool, she could be the coolest fucking person in the world. Yeah. It's still weird.
It's
she could
still
be like,
weird.
Listen, it's just fucking money. I'm going to take it and I'm never going to see him.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, yeah, but you're literally taking money from your own stalker.
Yeah. Like, they've hooked up.
Yeah.
They used to hook up all the time.
The other thing, what he should do, this is and if it doesn't work, here's what you do. You say, no problem. Have fun. I actually just got an email from my ex.
Yeah.
And she's paying.
We're going to Paris.
We're going to Paris. We're going to Paris.
The most romantic place in the world.
And her dad is paying.
Right.
And you know what? He even gave me a condom in the mail.
Right.
And I said,
but
no.
But I'm not going to use it.
But I'm not going to use it. You know, I'm cool with it.
I'll just take the tickets.
Yeah.
And we'll go on a vacation.
I'll send
together.
You lots of pictures.
Yeah.
You know, like, put it that way to her. But, I mean, if she doesn't get it, There's a lot of things she's not willing to get. It's not going to happen.
If she doesn't get it and she's not being cool about it, she's not the one. I can't even believe that this
has
happened.
And if you ended this relationship after going to her, listen, you don't think it's weird? And she was like, I don't think it's weird. And you're like, listen, have fun on spring break with this guy. We are over.
Yeah.
There's no one you could tell that story to that would look you in the face and be like, that's like everyone you tell that story to would be like, yeah, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy. And you did the right thing. Nobody's going to be like, dude, you're being a little ridiculous.
No.
Like, the fact that she's even he must be really cool, because the fact that she's even comfortable enough to bring this up to him.
Oh my God.
Like, no.
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 JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Carly Aquilino. At Carly Aquilino. Go find her, support her. Fantastic. You're going to love her. If you don't already know her, I have a serious one.
Ooh.
Can you do a serious one?
Yeah.
I think you're the perfect guest for this. Mansa, I think you might have to jump in on this one's crazy.
All right, yeah, makes
this
sense.
This is actually one of the tougher emails we've ever gotten here on the JTrain podcast.
Wow, starting the year off. Really.
This is 2017.
#blessed.
And it's titled, My Dad is Gay.
Okay.
All right. Hello, Jubu. I love the podcast. Been a listener since day one. Shout out to my favorite liberal, Mansa. So he's a fan of yours.
Hello.
I'm a junior at, I'm not going to say the school. I'm home for the winter break. Anyways, I know this might not be your typical advice question, but I seriously need some advice because I can't bring myself to talk to anyone about this. So let's cut to the fuckery. This Christmas Eve, I got on my dad's laptop and stumbled across gay Craigslist ads posted by my dad.
Okay.
That date back to, and they date back. I'm trying to leave things out.
So
a while.
Okay.
Years.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
He states how he's into a certain type of guy and can host the sessions.
Jeez.
Which are at his office. What the fuck? I saw his email convo of him texting, sexting other gay guys on there too. Obviously, this has me beyond fucked up because I somehow am going to eventually need to tell my mom and brothers about this, which will completely screw up our family situation and break their hearts. I haven't slept in my house since I found this because I can't even bring myself to look at my dad has been living a lie for these past few years. Ugh. And he's writes Craigslist. He's fucking dudes on Craigslist. You know, he's freaking out. Really need some advice, Jared. If you don't answer on the podcast, can you still email me back? Appreciate it.
That's
heavy.
This is
heartbreaking.
That's heavy.
It's heartbreaking in so many ways because, listen, his dad is who he is.
Right.
He's just going about it in a way that's,
right.
You know, that's fault of a man or a woman, like you know, like you know, you're in a situation, you got kids and a wife, and you don't want to disappoint them. Plus, you feel the way you are who you are, so you're trying to live out,
and you don't want to ruin everybody else's life,
yeah,
and like bring it out. I think that is actually more common than you think it is, because I've heard even like my mom's friends, like they have a family, their kids go off to college, and then like one day their husband's like, listen, I'm gay, and I've always been gay, and I just wanted to take care of our family, and now that they're all out of the house, I'm gonna go do what I'm gonna do.
Yeah.
So it's like, maybe he's waiting for that point, because coming out, no matter what, is a big deal, but if you have a family, like, and it used to be so different back in the day, like, it wasn't as accepted as it is now, so I see a lot of people in that age of like our parents where it's like they just never felt comfortable coming out, so they did what they were supposed to do and get married and have kids.
And I think what you said is correct, like, this is as abnormal a story, this is it's a normal type of abnormal story,
right?
Like, this is like the age makes sense, kids go to college, that's when parents, a lot of parents break up,
right?
And this happens because they see, you know, it's like relationships, any relationship. When have you ever ended things with a guy? When have I ever ended things with a girl? It's when I see the out.
Right.
Oh, there's a window 10 yards ahead.
Yeah, bye.
That's when I'm going to jump out of it.
Yeah.
His window is kids are off to college.
Yeah.
Okay, but he's going about it.
Maybe the mom knows.
That could be true too.
That could be true. Like,
I mean, for us, it's for me. I feel for this kid because
me too.
Because finding out, you don't want to be the one that blows up the whole family situation.
Yeah.
He probably loves his family. He loves going out to dinner with them. He loves doing the whole thing, going on vacations or whatever they're doing, or having Christmas together. Like, that's his reality, his normal, and he sees that the normal is about to be shaken up.
Right. And it's like, you don't want your mom to resent you. You don't want your mom to be like, well, everything was fine before you fucking told me what you found.
Yeah.
You know, because that could also, people deal with like shock like that in different ways. So it's like, you don't know what reaction you're going to get. Obviously, he's going to have to say something. Or if I was him, I would say something to my dad and be like, listen, I saw this on your computer. You can't do this. Like, it will make you feel better and it'll just bring everything to the surface if you tell mom. Otherwise, I'm going to tell her. Like, that's what I would do.
I agree with you up to a certain point.
Yeah.
Because I have empathy for him.
Of course.
And the dad.
Yeah.
And the mom. So, like, he has to be very mature. And I understand how tough it is for him to see. He has to be very mature to be like, yeah, my dad's in a tough spot, too.
Yeah,
so
it's
like,
true.
And it is, as bad as what he's been doing to the family, he's in a tough spot.
Yeah.
So I think what you're saying, I agree with it.
Yeah.
And this is hard to do. I don't think he can just listen to this podcast and then be like, all right, doing it now.
Yeah.
I don't think that's how it's going to happen. I think it's going to take time for him to be strong enough to pull his dad aside.
Yeah.
And I hear, you know, right now not sleeping at the house. And that's all. You have to, I would encourage him, go to the house, try and make things as normal as possible. And when you can, like, because right now you're rocking the boat in a very, you're making something that is about you, all about you. It's about you and a lot of other people.
Right.
So, including brothers and family and your mom and dad.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to answer this question because I don't know what I would do because I'm not in this situation.
Yeah.
I'm just talking hypothetically.
Yeah.
I would take my dad aside and be like, I've come across some emails.
Yeah.
I didn't go looking for them, but I know what's going on.
Right.
I'm here for you.
Yeah.
Like, I would even say that to my dad. I'm here for you.
Whatever, 'cause it's hard.
Whatever comes next, I'm here for you.
Right.
I would say that. But it's up to you to make the changes that need to happen.
Right.
That's
it's not
on you.
Fair.
It's not my responsibility.
Right.
So if those changes include, because for him, the changes could be, okay, I'm not saying this is what you should do if you're gay and you want to come out. I'm just saying the dad has his choice to make.
Right.
He has a choice to make, just like anyone coming out of the closet has a choice. He could say, you know what? I got this great family. I'm going to stop with the cheating.
Right.
And I'm just going to continue on with my great family and I'll masturbate.
Right.
To gay porn.
Right.
You know, I don't know. I'm not saying that's, I'm just saying we live in a more gray world than everyone wants to believe.
Right.
So if the dad is like, if you say to him, listen, just correct your mistakes.
Right.
And he's, and his version of that is, okay, I'm going to go home. I'm going to stop with the, I'm going to take down the account.
Yeah.
I'm going to move on with my family and I'm going to whack off to gay porn and that'll be how I do.
Yeah.
That might be an option. I think there's a 1 in 10 chance that happens. I don't think that's what's
going
to happen.
Yeah. I think that if it's been
likely,
going on,
more likely going to happen, you say that's your dad and then he goes about telling the people that he loves he's into.
Yeah. Because it could also be like, oh, well, your mom already knows and we have this open thing. And, you know, it could be that. You don't know.
And you're just
you don't want to go and tell your mom. But if I were you, I would just be like, if you don't do it, I'm going to tell mom. Because it's also like dangerous. That's also a dangerous thing to be having sex with a bunch of guys. And
but I think when he says that, that's without saying. I think like,
of course. But
I think the dad will know like, oh, shit, the fucking
shit hit the fan.
Shit hit the fan. Yeah. I need to start telling people about this. But I don't think it's up to him to be like, you have an ultimatum tomorrow. Because it's going to take him time, just like it's going to take this kid time to process this and get through this too. So what's more likely to happen, and I'm just giving both, what's more likely to happen is he's going to say, you just say, I'm here for you. I know about what's going on. Whatever happens next, I love you and you're my dad, but we need to correct these things.
Yeah.
And we need to, and maybe it is that she does know and that's the life your mom wants. Like that's the other side of the 1 in 10 situation. The 1 in 10 chance that your mom's like, yeah, this is the life we lead. This is the new modern family.
Yeah.
You know, like modern family,
the
HBO version
mixed up. Yeah.
Like, so, but I do think he's got the hardest thing to do is step one.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, pops. And it's away from everything. You're not drunk. You're not on weed. You're not anything.
You're not mad.
You're not mad.
Yeah.
Because just have, you know, everyone is dealing with their own shit.
Yeah.
and your dad made one decision that led to another decision that led to another decision that led to you finding out about 20 million decisions at once.
Yeah.
So he didn't mean for this to get this
way. Of course not. You know? Of course not.
We're not evil people. And I don't think we're innately, personally, I don't think we're innately evil. Yeah. I think we just make decisions that lead us down a path that
we
at some point. Yeah, make mistakes.
Yeah.
I wish you luck, buddy, though.
I wish you luck, too.
It's a tough situation. And
it'll be okay, though. It'll be okay. And honestly, once shit hits the fan, it's going to get bad, but then it'll be a lot better.
And then you're going to have a fabulous dad.
Then you're going to have a fab dad. A fabo dad.
Fabo dad.
And who maybe can, a fabo stepdad, too.
Yeah. Who can help you dress and teach you about, you know, how to act with women.
Yeah.
And maybe your mom is, you know, finds a new guy.
Yeah, maybe your mom's a lesbian.
Or maybe your mom has been unhappy and doesn't know why.
Right.
Like, I think that's the hardest part from her side. Like, let's look at your mom in this situation.
Yeah.
The worst thing is, I've been talking about this, I've been trying to do a bit about this, and it's like, I think it's really hard. I think it's harder to dump someone than it is to be dumped, because every guy who's dumped someone has tried to get them to dump them first.
Right.
You know?
Like, I'm just going to push you away until you can't stand me anymore, and then I'm going to be like, oh, well, that sucks.
That sucks. Oops.
Yeah.
But then that girl who's getting pushed away is sitting there being like, is going insane.
Right.
Because she's like, am I crazy? Yeah. What is going on? All of a sudden, he doesn't text back. And I understand that. So your mom is in that pushed away, could be in that spot, which sucks too. So maybe she's, so what's going to happen is, like, there's going to be a bomb that goes off.
It's going to get bad.
And then
it's going to be fine.
Fruit will grow from that soil.
Yeah. It's going to be fine. It's a huge bump in the road, but everybody will be happier once. Nobody wants to live a lie.
No,
Nobody wants that. It's going to help.
Even this kid who has to now live a lie.
Of course.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Carly, we did a good job on that one. We didn't even need Mansamp. But you got anything to say?
He was upset.
No.
Why don't you add in?
You guys, I think you hit the right points. I don't necessarily think that he's under any obligation to tell the rest of the family. I think going to the dad is the conversation. Yeah. You see how that plays
out. That's the only route to me. That's the only exit off this highway.
Right.
I mean, there's another exit, but that's literally driving your car into a pole and then having it blow up.
Right.
Well, you see how that conversation goes. You know, like, if he's very defiant about it, he's like, oh, whatever, it's not a problem, you know, then maybe that's one thing. But if he's like, honestly, I've always felt this way, you know, then you got to gauge it based on
they're
going
to come with love.
Yeah.
Come to him with love. Yeah. That's the only way you can do
it. Don't
be angry. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Carly, this has been amazing. We got one more email to do.
It's been great. Yeah.
You're fantastic.
I'll do
OKP.
A million emails.
We got this is a we'll end on a fun one.
Okay.
Okay. Hot nurse.
Okay.
Hey, Papa JT and Chris, thanks for always killing it. What you guys do, love to hear more podcasts with just you two. It was a great episode. Nothing against the guests. They're great too. Anyways, enough of the butt feathering.
All right, I won't talk. No, I'm kidding.
I think we need you on this. So I take my grandpa to the doctors.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And his doctor's nurse is easily a 969.
Wow.
969. Face 9, 6,
six
body,
body,
9 personality.
Damn.
I say 6 because her body is average as you can get for a thin girl. Okay.
Okay.
Anyways, my predicament is, how do I ask her out? I've noticed things, thanks to dating apps and technology, asking her out at work is always awkward. I think it's always awkward before those things, too.
It's always going to be awkward. Asking someone out online is really awkward too.
It can be awkward,
but at least you don't have to, like, look the person in the face and then wait to see if you get rejected.
Yeah, you don't have to see them look you up and down and get disgusted
and be like,
by you.
Meh.
Is there a right way to do this, or do I just be a man, grow some balls, and go for it? Anyways, thanks for responding on Instagram and Snapchat whenever I hit you up. Oh, I shouldn't even read that. People starting to ask
you're
me
obligated.
Questions. But I'm happy to answer.
You could also say I'm going to answer this Snapchat question on the pod this week.
I do sometimes tell them to send it back with my answer.
Yeah.
Because then it's an easy thing. But what do you think? How does he hit on Grandpa's nurse?
Okay. I think...
Have you ever been hit on, like, do you get hit on after shows? I would assume.
Yeah.
It's tough.
It's tough.
I've said to a lot of people, I have this, I think being a female comic, there's, like, nothing harder.
Yeah.
Like, in the world than dealing, because... I had one time. I have people do disgusting shit to me.
Right.
One
people
time,
are monsters. If they see you up on a stage, they're like, I can do whatever to this person and say whatever
like,
to them.
If you've said penis into a microphone, then you love their penis.
Right. Of course.
And it's crazy.
Yeah.
But I've had people where I've literally been taking pictures with someone from the show. They didn't listen to this podcast. They were just there randomly.
Yeah.
And the guy was hammered and then he just lifted his leg and farted on me.
Hot.
And then goes, oh, that was me. I just farted. And I go, I know. I felt it.
Yeah. And also...
There's dominatrix that treat their sub better.
Yeah.
than that. I felt his fart.
Yeah,
hit
nobody
me.
Wants to feel anybody's fart.
No.
Ever.
So like that's me as a man.
Yeah. I've like
and you've
a guy
be getting...
has kissed me on the lips before after a show.
Come on.
Yeah. And I ran away and went to the bathroom and like had a panic attack. Because I was like, why did you
How,
think that was
did
okay?
He just ran up to you?
Yeah.
Lips of a Kimbo?
Like, well, I was doing a meet and greet after a show, and this guy, like, waited in line and then kissed me on the lips.
Was he
like, it's weird, too. Like, when I'm taking pictures with people, they'll be, like, really handsy. Like, it's just
fucking gross.
And
they've also had more drinks than you could ever have.
Exactly. Because they have to drink. It's like, hey, if you're going to come see this, like, get fucking wasted. So everybody's drunk.
Has there ever been, like, a guy that has approached you in the right way at a show? Or I'm trying to compare show to this girl at work.
Well, I think it's different for, as
I think
a
it's
comic.
Different.
I think it's, like, just... She's a nurse, so it's like a more professional setting. It's like you're in a hospital, you're in a doctor's office, you're not like at Zany's, you know? So it's like...
You're not at date night.
Yeah, you're... Exactly.
And also, nothing hotter than a nurse. I'm
nothing
gonna say,
hotter than a nurse.
They're dressed in those...
nurse uniforms.
It's not 1950s.
Yeah, not the 50s.
But no, they're called scrubs. Yeah, they're
scrubs.
Called
they
scrubs.
Just look like a sexy pillow.
And it's all... Yes. Yeah, a body pillow.
Yes.
Like one of those long pillows. And they're always like fun. I always like nurses because they always have like fun designs on their scrubs. Like you can tell who's cool and who's like just like
little
basic.
Flair.
Yeah, you get a little flair. Maybe sometimes they have like animals on their scrubs. Yep. Yeah, that's
or the
hot.
Girl that
that's
has
hot.
The black scrubs, like she's in
like
formal
she's
attire.
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. Love it. Love it. I'm like, oh, you went sexy scrubs today, girl.
Yeah, sexy evening scrubs.
Evening scrubs. I mean, I
you could hit on her.
The only way to go, you need Grampy on your side.
Yes.
You got to get your wingman grandpa to help you out. So what you do is...
Yeah, because old people are adorable.
Old people are adorable, and they can say whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah, because they're old.
They're old. They're dying soon. Your grandpa's dying soon.
Yeah. So he's your
that's
ticket.
What you say. You go, this my grandpa's your... going to die. Yeah. Let's live life together.
You just say to your grandpa, I have a dying wish for you.
Yeah.
I need you to get these nuts feathered. Okay. And what you do is you say to the grandpa, yo, and if he's with it, I mean, whatever. But I say to the grandpa, like, that nurse is gorgeous. And he'll say, your grandpa's still a man.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work anymore.
It doesn't work anymore. So he's not going to like steal her from
No, him. He's not going to steal her. Also, he can't get hard, but he remembers.
Yeah.
The feeling of getting hard.
Yeah. Also, old men are like perverts. Even if their dicks don't work anymore.
So,
like, they know.
So
they
know. Say to them, like, how hot is that? How cute is that nurse?
Yeah.
Say cute. You use older people words. Like, how cute is that nurse? And he'll say, she is.
She's
very
doll.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And like something like that. And you just say, hey, why don't you say something?
Yeah.
And he'll and then just be like, when you get in, he can be like, have you met my grandson? And she'll be like, we meet every time. He's like, why don't you two go
He's
out?
Like, I'm old.
Yeah, I'm old. I have a dying wish.
Yeah.
I want you two to go out. You
so
two
then
should
she
go out.
She can't say no.
She can't say no.
Yeah, except she'll be like, yeah, but you only broke your wrist. You're not dying.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're
that's true. You don't even know if his grandpa's actually
well,
dying.
I'm just saying. He's a grandpa, so he's allowed to say off
the
wall
fuck
shit.
He wants. Yeah.
So on his way, you should say you guys should go out, and then you guys will have an awkward laugh, and then when you leave, you bring grandpa to the waiting room, and you say okay, and you go back and say, hey, I know that was weird. I'd love to get your number. I would love to hang out sometime when you're away from.
I don't agree.
Okay, what would you think?
I don't agree.
There's
don't
no
know.
Way then.
No, I think that it could happen. But I don't know if the grandpa's the way in. Because you don't know his grandpa. You don't know what type of...
Yeah.
You know, he could be, like, super, like, crazy.
Yeah.
He could, like, really embarrass him. Grandparents are embarrassing.
But I think owning the embarrassment is cute in a way.
That's true.
Like if he can come back
yeah.
from grandpa being like, he's got a small dick, you know?
Yeah,
like,
right, you know,
like
right.
Which whatever. Is, I mean, how crazy could grandpa be?
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
that's
so
true.
My whole thing is like, if you say to the grandma, that nurse is really cute, say you two should go out.
Yeah.
Just say you two should go out.
Yeah.
And see what happens.
I think that's cute. I think that could be cute.
He also has nothing to lose.
Right. If I were him, I would just ask her.
When?
Or you can like trick her into like giving her trick her
yeah.
into like giving you her phone number about something like, oh, ask about your grandpa. See, like being old, like, oh, is there any other old stuff I need to know? Or like any... old people shit
if I ever
and then,
need
like,
old
oh,
advice
text me if you yeah that's not
I don't
a,
like
that's
the,
not a foolproof plan. It's like not because the, then I was saying once they start texting,
the thing is I want him to be very explicit that like, hey, I'm a suitor.
Yeah.
And I don't like the tricking into texting me about this thing to get me to that
yeah,
thing. It's
I
like,
just thought so it wouldn't be awkward for her because she is at work and she's probably not allowed to.
The whole thing is going to be awkward
yeah.
because let's say he doesn't get grandpa involved. What the fuck is he going to say in front of grandpa that won't be weird? So I'm saying if you get
yeah.
grandpa in on the cute train where right. she's like, he's
yeah.
like, oh yeah, she is cute.
The conductor of the cute train.
Yeah. And he's the conductor. So you say,
right.
hey, fucking throw some logs on this flame and let's get this train going.
Yeah.
You say, hey, you two, why don't you two go out?
Right.
Just say it like that, like a grandpa
yeah.
saying
yeah,
that?
Yeah, an old timey.
And then you laugh and you go, grandpa, stop it.
Grandpa,
he's always doing
he's
this.
He's dying soon.
He's dying.
Yeah, he's dying.
He's always doing this. You just say he always does this. It's crazy. Stop it, grandpa, stop. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then he leaves and then you say, hey, I know my grandfather said it, but hey, if you ever want to get a drink, here's my number.
Yeah.
And you give her your number.
Yeah.
Make it her option.
Yeah.
That's the only
say,
way.
You
put it on a piece
even,
of paper.
Like, this is a tough one. Because you can't even like leave it in the room like on a piece of paper. Like, oh, this is my number. Call me. Because then you're going to have to go there and see her all the time. And like, you don't... She could have a boyfriend.
She could
like,
have a boyfriend. But I mean, I think the way to go is you have the grandfather fucking light this thing on fire.
Yeah.
With awkward.
With the cuteness.
Cuteness.
Too.
The cute fire. You let it burn.
Yep.
Then you leave with grandpa. You come back in the room with your number written down. Hey, I know that was weird and awkward, but... if you ever want to get a drink, here's my number.
Yeah.
Then you leave.
Yeah.
If she doesn't get in touch with you, don't be Mr. Offended Ego bitch
yeah,
ass.
Just deal with it.
Just
she's
deal with
married.
It. Just under make
understand
up.
Understand that she's a hot nurse.
Understand.
Like, understand that. And that she has other options.
She's got other shit going on. She's a, she wears evening
fancy
scrubs. Come on.
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Carly, this was fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you
You're
for having
best.
Me. You're the best.
Thank
so
you for
excited.
Coming.
You're
all of you guys.
The one that got away.
The one that got away. All of you guys need to go follow Carly at Carly Iacolino. She's going to be at the Vermont Comedy Club the 12th through the 14th. St. Louis Helium the 19th through the 21st. She's fantastic and hilarious. You're going to have a great time. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to come back with hypotheticals in the news. We'll be right back. Hey guys, welcome back. Carly, thank you so much.
Thank you.
So good. So great to have you at Carly Iacolino. Mansamp, thank you for coming on.
Of course.
At Mansamp on Twitter and Instagram. Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday here on the State of New York Labs Network.
Correct. Yeah.
We're coming up towards inauguration time. That's the time to get into your podcast.
Yes. This will actually be out. Well, whatever. I mean, we're recording a little bit ahead of time, but we're taking 2 weeks off because I'm getting married. I'll be on the honeymoon, whatever.
Oh, yeah, he's getting married.
Don't say it so blasé like that.
Well, they know. That's
the
okay.
listeners know. I'm
oh,
going to the
like,
wedding.
Whatever. I'm getting married. No big deal. I gotta get the pod.
But you'll be here for Friday's episode.
Yes.
And then you're
well,
off.
I was saying, yeah, I'll be here. We're recording an episode the day before Inauguration Day, so we will have an episode out that day.
Okay,
so,
good.
So
people
know.
But also, the wedding's coming and I'm going.
Where is it?
It's in Jersey City.
Cool.
I'll be yeah. reviewing the whole wedding once
I
we're
love
back.
Weddings. Oh my
love
God,
a
weddings
wedding.
Are so much fun.
The best.
That's how
well,
he feels, yeah.
We'll see.
Usually they're the best, but
usually.
It's wishy-washy. It's
never
up in
know.
The air
right I've been
now.
Watching this show that's been on for 9 seasons.
What, Shameless?
Called Four Weddings.
Oh.
Four women. Go
yes.
to one each other's weddings and yep. then rate the weddings.
And then
oh,
the
wow.
one that wins gets like a crazy trip.
Honeymoon.
I love that. Show.
Unbelievable. If you go
you're
on
so
Amazon,
much fun probably to watch TV with.
I
you're
can't
probably,
stop talking because
you're a woman. You're so
I
much fun.
Cannot stop
yeah.
during Four Weddings, and they, yeah. and the most amazing part about Four Weddings is that every woman is a wedding expert.
Yeah,
None of them think they're wrong.
Yeah, and they're always like grilling the other ones like, she didn't have the nicest appetizer.
Yeah, and it's like they have to be a fashion expert, a culinary expert.
Yeah, like and, a table, like a centerpiece yeah, expert. Yeah,
they're like, I didn't, and then her dress wasn't modern. And yeah. then the next girl will be like, it was too old.
Modern,
you know, too,
yeah. You're
like, they'll use words, though. Like one girl will have a $10,000 wedding and she'll be like, it's just not fashion forward enough. It's like, bitch, you have a $10,000
yeah.
wedding.
Yeah.
You don't
yeah.
know fashion forward.
Yeah, like you're wearing like a flower pot on your head.
Yeah. So I can't recommend that show enough to people.
I love that show.
So
oh my
good.
God, you like all the girl shows.
Love
I love it.
The girl shows.
Well,
so,
they're meant to be interactive. That's how
yes.
I feel about
yeah.
shows.
They're very
like that.
Talky.
Yeah.
You're yeah. with a group. Everyone's
it's
high.
Fun.
It's fun.
Yeah, you're
it's
not going to miss a plot point. It's okay.
No.
Exactly.
So we have hypotheticals. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Let's do one hypothetical, then we'll be out of here.
Yeah.
Let's do that. Dr. Freed, if I offered you $125,000 a year for the next 10 years, signed a contract to play solitaire in an office building, would you accept the proposal? Stipulations, you must clock in a total of 8 hours per day, Monday through Friday, allotted two 15-minute breaks and 30-minute unpaid lunch, 10 days of PTO, basic holidays, etc. You must exercise at least one more per minute. What does that mean?
What does that mean?
No, I think he's saying one move.
Maybe one move yeah. per minute. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You have to do one
solitaire
move per minute. Cell phones in the work area are prohibited and can only be used during breaks. If contract is breached for any reason, penalty must be paid, that of which exceeds the total salary, leaving you with a minimum wage, and the provisions will be enforced to the full effect. Please consider the fact that you will live a stress-free life and can live freely outside the confines of the office. Man, Sam, congrats on the wedding, you pussy.
thank you.
From a
much.
Listener. What do you think? Do you take it?
It sounds like a job.
That
like
is a job.
The way they described it, they were like, this is a job. Would you do this for like 125? What was it? $125,000
a year for 10 years and
yeah.
you play solitaire all day long.
It's not bad. It's not. I mean, people
there are
worse
have jobs. Worse
jobs that you, I mean, 8 hours a day. Like I used to work. Like,
no cell phones.
Yeah, but you can't, if you're working, we don't know this because this isn't our reality.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like people who work in offices, like they can't like be on their phone. All
yeah, they're
day.
Not on the phone.
You
all
know.
Day.
Like, that's like a normal, I think, a normal situation for a person that works in an
and
office.
And you could be hungover. Like,
and
it's
it
not
didn't
it's thoughtless.
Like it's not poker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It didn't sound like 9 to 5
it's
to
not
me
poker.
Either.
Yeah,
you
it's
could
not
go
like
there,
you have to pay attention.
Do noon to 8. You know what I mean? You got to just
noon
get 8 hours a day.
True.
Yeah.
I would probably do late in the evening.
Yeah.
I would go in at like 5.
5 and then you just...
Yeah, work through the night.
Work through the night.
Yeah.
Right. Make the office really nice and comfortable. It didn't say anything
get a good
about
chair.
That.
Yeah. You could afford a chair with that.
Yeah.
You're putting away
beautiful
a million
chair.
Yeah.
Get a
I think
beautiful
I'm,
chair.
I'm doing it. I would do it for 5 years. I'd be like, 10 years. That's a long fucking time.
I would probably do it though.
Yeah.
Well, like if I was like just like chilling...
Yeah, why not?
Why? You have nothing to lose.
Let's do one more. Train, okay. I'm currently sitting on the pooper, and it got me thinking about this hypothetical. Would you rather only be able to access social apps, Snapchat, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tinder, etc., while you're on the shitter, or be able to access them in any time except for when you're on the shitter?
Anytime except for when you're on the shitter. I don't use my phone on the toilet ever.
You don't use
no.
your phone
no,
on the
girls
toilet?
Girls don't do that shit. That's such a guy thing. Like, guys are in the bathroom for 45 minutes. Like, I don't even want anybody knowing that I pee.
Really?
Like, it's a... No. I'm like a cat.
Like a cat.
Like, I'm going to hide and pee. like, nobody's going to know. I'm not chilling on the toilet. Like, the toilet's not more comfortable than my bed or my couch or
I'm
whatever.
I'm having a day.
Yeah, guys make yeah. it like it's relaxing.
Yeah,
like,
I'm putting
a
drink there, the computer. I got yeah. the... You know, I'm going apps on the toilet. No
yeah.
question.
Because no.
then it would actually benefit my life. I'd be like, okay, it's more structured. Now I'm not right. just like idly going on my phone.
You're just going to end up shitting like 9 times a day.
Yeah
you're going to like, problem. Yeah.
Why
nah,
not?
Nah, I wouldn't.
Get a hemorrhoid and then you're good.
Are
what you, do you
on
think?
My? Are you on mine?
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I'll go in the bathroom. It's like it's a way, you know, you take a break.
It's like a
and
vacation,
go on your phone.
Really.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
guys.
But I'd much rather have it outside of that. It's like
yeah.
I could live without.
Yeah.
It.
Yeah.
Ugh,
yeah.
I can't believe it.
I'll save time.
It. You'd rather like so that means the only things you could post on Instagram are like things that you pictures you take in the bathroom.
No, I would save the pictures.
No, that's not a part of the rules.
TBT.
That's fair. Yeah.
Carly, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me. I'm
go,
so excited.
Go, all of you, follow Carly if you don't already, at Carly Aquilino. Go to Vermont Comedy Club the 12th of the 14th, St. Louis Helium 19th through the 21st. You're going to love her. She's fantastic. So funny. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Man Sam, thank you for coming on.
Thank you, man.
At ManSamp on Twitter and Instagram. Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday here on the Stand Up New York Labs Network. I am Jared Fried. I'm here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails. You can send in anything you'd like. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. I'm JTrain56 on all platforms. And we'll be back next episode. Boom!
This has been a Stand Up Labs production powered by Digital Media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. And find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Boom!